On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, we welcome Esther Bush, President and CEO, the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. Esther, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Kevin decided to sleep in, celebrate his birthday. No one's saying how old he is, though.
No, and that's a very good thing, because next week is my birthday.
What?
Oh. Yes, October 26th.
You shouldn't have told me that. We're going to have a big party. Meanwhile, we have some things to talk about, and I know next week we'll talk a lot more about the big announcement that took place this week, and finally your successor has been named.
Oh, yes. Yes. Carlos T. Carter. He is a fine gentleman, and is going to do an outstanding job. Just one more statement. We're going to focus on him next week. But he's coming to the Urban League as the leaving the home, I was going to say Homewood, Homeless Children's Education Fund. And so he's somebody very familiar with the work of the Urban League.
Well, if you think he's good, we trust that. And we'll look forward to talking about Carlos next week. And then we'll have him on the show in a couple of weeks. So today, let's focus on, I know you're always looking for opportunities to partner with great people like the folks at Citizens Bank, and they've stepped up in a big way for the Urban League.
They have stepped up in a big way for Pittsburgh. They are in the Urban League corporate ally, but they are convening a panel discussion that's going to air live on LinkedIn, and many of the folks in your audience are probably interested. We're going to discuss workforce development, the challenges and opportunities that we face right now with so many different things happening. We are very pleased that the president and CEO partner for Work, Rob Cherry, is going to join us, the CEO for Crossroads Foundation, Janice Burley-Wilson, and the chairman and CEO of Citizens Bank himself, Bruce Van Saun, is going to join us in focusing on the issues and needs of citizens' workforce here in Pittsburgh and throughout their area that they cover.
I can't stress enough the importance of having people in the right place to get job opportunities. It seems like there are more opportunities, and you've got to find a way to make that connection.
Yes, you have to find a way to make the connection. So we are asking individuals that are looking for work, as well as employers, to be very, very intentional. If you need to upskill, meaning a little more training, a little more education, call the Urban League. Maybe we can help you out. But also we are asking employers if they would please be very intentional in what they're doing and how they're doing it in order to bring in the most appropriate workforce. And I also want to get in here real quick the fact that Citizens Bank is making contributions to several workforce initiatives to try to improve their ability to reach out to folks here in Pittsburgh and get them employed.
Where
this
can
is not a time to sit down.
Where can folks get more information on that, Esther?
Well, I really want people, they will be able to watch the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh LinkedIn account on Monday, this coming Monday, October 25th at 11 a.m. So go to the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh's LinkedIn account this Monday, October 25th at 11 a.m.
Well, I'm looking forward to next week because it'll be a big week for you in a couple of ways, your birthday and, of course, the announcement of your successor, Carlos Carter, and we want to find out what Esther's going to do next. So have a great weekend, and appreciate you being on this morning.
Absolutely, and thank you so much.
Esther Bush, President and CEO, least for a little while longer. The Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.